At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously, Mooney, you know, we'll have him back coming up in the season. I feel like he should be back week one. Not sure as far as that. I'm not going to talk too much about that. But he's been doing good with his recovery and stuff like that. So we definitely know we have him as well, and he's going to be a big-time playmaker for us.
So that's Michael Penix yesterday after practice. Talked about a whole bunch of stuff. Obviously talked about what led to the dust-up on the field with the Titans and all that. But he was asked about Darnell Mooney there. Sounds optimistic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he meant to say or slipped up or whatever, but sounds like he's pretty optimistic that Darnell Mooney is going to be back for week one, which I would hope because he got hurt the first day of training camp.
Yep.
And they kind of gave us the idea that it was going to be 2 weeks or so.
Right.
And we still haven't really heard. They don't have to tell us. They'll tell us probably when there's good news. I don't know if there's some, like, if they're like a little procedure happened or whatever. We have no idea. We have no idea what's going on with Darnell Mooney other than that he's not out there. But Penix was asked about him and said should have him for week one, which is great because that's the next time Penix would be throwing to him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not like he's going to be playing in preseason games. Darnell Mooney's not playing in a preseason game. So as long as he's back for week one and healthy, great.
Yeah, man. It just sucks because you don't want him to miss all the camp that he did. And that's more not necessarily for the chemistry part, just for him being acclimated, being, you know, as they like to say, hit the ground running. You know, you always worry about all guys who miss out on a lot of camp time and then got to get ready for the season. I mean, it's a hard thing to do when you're not, you know, because everybody's coming out of camp body right now. You know what I mean? And he hasn't actually been through it. And so he's got to get over the initial soreness. And then you always worry about pulls. And you know, and so I know he's been doing stuff on the rehab or whatever, and all those different things, rehab and treatment. But it's nothing like, you know, there's nothing like being out there, especially for guys like him, those skill guys, those fast twitch guys. Something always goes wrong when they miss a lot of time with campus. So hopefully he's back out there sooner rather than later. I don't know if Michael was supposed to say what he said.
It seems like he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know if he's supposed to say what he said. But, I mean, that's one of those where you just talking. Probably still jacked up because it was yesterday afternoon, so he's probably still just like, I don't know what happened, man. But, yeah, Darnell going to be back week one. just randomly might have just said something.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know. It's like a huge deal that he spilled the beans a little bit that a guy might be back week one. And if he's not, I also don't know that what Penix, you know what I mean? Like what Penix said yesterday, I don't feel like is like that big of a deal other than maybe the guy might be back week one, which is good. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's like medical, I don't think he broke like HIPAA laws yesterday or anything like that. You know what I mean?
You know how these coaches are, man. You're
sure. Oh, God. Oh yeah, fair enough.
You know,
okay.
You know how they are.
Okay,
man.
I don't want the coaches to be mad at him.
Yeah, and
that's
not necessarily mad at him. It'll be one of those things where if Ross asked about, because he's gonna, which he was.
Yeah. Penix said Mooney be back week one.
And he didn't say that.
He didn't answer.
No, he didn't answer it like that. That's what I'm talking about. Then obviously Dave Bastien will go to Michael. Can't no. Ross are more direct guy. Hey man. Don't be telling folks what the hell's going on over here. You know what I mean? Don't be telling folks. Because we're 3 weeks away from the season and some change. We don't want anybody to get any kind of competitive advantage on us, all right, by saying Moody's going to be back for game one. You know, that's what they do. They try to find the littlest thing. The littlest thing in the world can get you beat if you give up too much information.
Okay. I like that little last part because I was going to ask you.
Yeah. According to coaches.
What competitive advantage do you think would be gained?
None.
By knowing that the Falcons' None. Number two wide receiver None. Would be healthy?
None. None whatsoever.
It's just like college coaches with their depth charts and stuff None. Like that. Like, all right. I hope, I don't know. I hope he didn't get sent to the principal's office on that one. We all hope Darnell Mooney's back for week one.
Yeah.
all right, let's hear Michael Harris do something fun again. He's really hitting the baseball.
Oh, hit the center field, hit well. Back goes Mullins to the warning track at the wall. And
it's out.
It's out of here.
Aww.
It's a grand slam for Michael Harris, and the Braves take the lead 9-6.
Hey, Dad, the Braves just scored some runs. I'm like, all right, man. Let me finish. I'm doing something right now. Hey, Dad, my base is loaded again. Michael Harris is up. All right, let me come in here and watch it. Ka-plow! Like, well, damn. I mean, was it just the stance? Was it just adjusting his hands? Like, it's unreal how great Michael is playing right now, man. And for them to go ahead.
Can I give you the lamest answer ever?
Let me hear it.
It's baseball.
Yeah.
You know how baseball is.
Yeah.
It's whatever percent that and whatever percent mental added together that he believes it was for sure. Like Michael Harris 100% believes that the reason why the first 100 games of the season went the way they went because he was standing like that, now he's standing like that.
I believe it.
Sure.
Let me go with you.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's batting 330 and hitting home runs every single night. Like it's just like anything. We talked about, I don't remember what it was yesterday we talked about, but the Penix's teammates talking about him getting in the fight and scrappy and they believe in him and all that kind of stuff. Like, everything can mean whatever you decide it means, as long as you believe it. Like, perception is reality. And whatever Michael Harris did, we know that he adjusted his stance a little bit and his approach a little bit and certainly had some time during the All-Star break to do that, which if anyone's like, why didn't he just do it earlier? Well, you can't just, it's not that simple. You can't just flip a switch. So he was able to work on it a little bit. But whatever it is, it's working. And the fact that it's working is giving him confidence. Confidence is the most important thing in terms of being a hitter. And if the adjustment at the plate is what it took for all of that stuff to happen, then great. Like Michael Harris was batting like 210.
Yes.
Not that long ago.
Yes.
And now he's batting 246, and every time he comes up, feels like something cool is going to happen.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. Between him and something we also mentioned, between him and that damn Marcel Ozuna, boy, I just say he's on one now, huh? That's all we need.
Was hurt.
What's this say? Ain't nothing wrong with that hip now.
Not now.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that hip now. And he is.
He was in the lineup every night for 2.5 months, hurt, and looked like it.
Yeah, now he's.
But now he's healthy and looks like it.
Yeah, man, and he's raking right now. And it's always, let's just say, take the good with the good. You know what I mean? I'm not taking the bad, but I know the bad is going to happen because this team is just flawed the way they are. But it was good to see the differences when we talk about Marcel getting that hit. I mean, so Marcel hitting the way he's hit, even though it's a real big possibility he won't be on this squad next year. But Michael's going to be here.
Yeah.
Michael's going to be here for years to come. And for him to bounce back the way he has, Buck, it just says a lot about, his awareness of himself. Obviously, he knows he's playing like crap. And his ability to work his ass off to get it fixed. And you've seen that hard work that he's did in that break time to get where he is right now.
Yeah, I mean, the Michael Harris stuff is really exciting because he's going to be your center fielder for years.
Yes.
And he's still such a young player.
Yes.
There's going to be ups and downs. Those downs, the beginning of this year, not even the beginning, like the first two-thirds of this year,
was
really tough. I mean, never in a million years would anyone have thought there would be legitimate conversations about sending Michael Harris to
Michael
Gwinnett.
Harris.
But it was.
And he ain't hurt.
But it was. Like, that really was discussed. Like, Snit was asked about that. Alex Anthopoulos was asked about that by media. And it seems like they never really took it seriously. Yeah. And clearly this is why. But he's going to be your opening day center fielder next year.
Yes.
So him doing this, and hopefully it carries over and all that. I know the Ozuna one's frustrating because pretty good chance he's not here, no matter what.
And I love me some Marcel.
Yeah,
I
hope he hits 20 home runs the rest of the year and gets paid $100 million in free agency. But it's pretty likely he's not going to do it here. So you didn't get anything for him at the deadline.
So what do you do then?
Allie's leaving.
If we are like fast tracking it to next year, what do you do? Do you just go with the double catchers in each off day? Somebody DH?
No, I got to try to get a
That's what I'm
DH.
Saying. I would think you want to go try and find your guy.
Okay. I got to try to get an everyday DH.
Okay.
And then maybe, I don't know, maybe you kind of rotate it a little bit because you do want to have Baldwin's bat in the lineup as often as possible. So maybe he gets a day a week at DH or something like that. And I don't know. I also would consider, you know.
Moving Sean Murphy.
Yeah, I would take some phone calls, see what people think. But again, that's a, like Grant said yesterday, that's as good of a 1-2 punch. A lot of teams go with the 1-2 punch at catcher these days as anybody has. Yeah. So
but I'm just
that's
saying,
not really a problem.
But
spot.
I think that's the thing with that is because so many teams are going with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, because it's not a bad problem.
Well, in the Braves, that's what the Braves have done in the Alex Anthopoulos era. They've had two catchers.
They've had two catchers, but the other one. The second catcher, I mean, Darnold was good. Darnold was clutch and things like that, but not as good as this kid. Like, it wasn't one of those things where, oh, we got to get Travis Darnold on the field. No, you got to get this guy
in. And then every once in a while, he'd get real hot, and you'd find reasons to get him in there more. And, this does feel a little bit different than that, just with the young catcher. But again, like, that's a spot that if you don't do anything, that's okay. You're going to have to do something at DH. You have to do something at shortstop. Like, you have to do something in the bullpen, right? Like, there's spots that you obviously have to upgrade. I don't know. I would keep an open mind with Sean Murphy, though.
And I'm sure they will get calls. I'm sure they will because he is a all-star level catcher, in my opinion. You know, I know that
– Has been.
Has been. But the biggest thing around here is that he's been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it seemed like he's always – but we know that he's a high-level player. His pop time is one of the best in baseball. And I'm sure that it'll be something you consider in looking at from the fact of what's your depth at the position behind Baldwin as far as the catcher position.
Right, because if you trade him, then you go him and who? Then it's Baldwin and who?
Yes.
You know, then that's almost like it felt at the beginning of this year when it was Murphy and Trump.
Right.
Like, that's not a great duo. No one had any idea Baldwin was going to do what he did as quickly as he did, and then be up here all year and likely win the Rookie of the Year. So that part of it ended up working out pretty good. Not a lot of other stuff did this year for the Braves, but that part of it ended up working out pretty good. And they beat the Mets last night.
Yes.
So the Mets have lost 8 out of 9. Their tailspin continues, right? Like, the Mets were up last night, what, 5-0 or something like that?
Yes, they were.
And for the Braves to come back and get them, like, they were up 6-0. The Braves came back and beat them.
But, yeah.
That's great.
So much for all them fireworks.
Yeah.
Dork.
Used all those fireworks the other night.
Yeah, but I mean, you're sitting there with like big ass rain delay. I'm like, oh hell, what time is this thing gonna start? You know, but I mean, the funniest part of the game was the damn Juan Soto, because when he strikes out, damn, he looks bad. It looked like he goes to a knee, damn, they're about to fall back on his back when he strikes out, because he's swinging for a damn Queens.
He got one.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah, he did.
Got
he's
one
such,
of them.
So damn good.
Yeah.
You see the catch by the fan?
Yeah.
Oh man, the catch by the fan who was wearing the Soto jersey when he caught it was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, it was okay.
It's fine.
Yeah,
we'll only give half credit for anything Mets related.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, beat them and take the series. You know, might as well. That's again. That's what it is.
Yes.
Like, that's what this is. Oh, cool. Bryce Elder's on the mound against Kodai Senga tonight. I'm just
sincere?
Happy. I'm happy when there's a pitcher who's pitching that I've heard of. That's where I'm happy about.
Yeah, man.
When it's not some random guy like, you know, Carlos Carrasco or whatever.
He's gone.
Like, did you get rid of him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's out of here. Wow. Yeah.
It was really bad.
Get out of here, man. Oh, real quick.
You know how bad you have to be for this Braves team to get rid of you?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if I know that, and I'm the Carrasco and them other dudes, and like, I know that I'm only here for a start, maybe.
Yeah.
Why am I going to like leave my house?
I don't know how much does a start.
What does a start get you? What's
you
20 grand?
I don't know. Probably, I bet it's more than that.
You think so?
I have no idea, but I bet it's more than that.
Okay.
I'll start for them for 20 grand if they want.
Also, Andy, shout out to the Dream last night beat Seattle. 85-75. Ryan Howard went off along, and Miss Gray just keeps balling, man. 6 straight wins.
Night off tonight, then they take on Vancouver tomorrow. That little Pacific
Seattle
Northwest. Oh, they take on Seattle in Vancouver? Oh, okay. Cool. They headed up there to do it.
Okay.
A little international
Vancouver's
flavor
awesome.
To the game.
Vancouver's an awesome city.
It is a really fun city. And it's a short drive from Seattle, too.
So. Yeah.
Good.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is it,
About three hours.
We flew up there. So you can drive. Bro. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I don't think it's hard to get over the border.
Oh, I don't know. I was curious because I was like, is it a ferry ride over there or is it?
No, you drive right up there.
Okay.
Drive right up through. It's a good drive. Pretty. All right. We're going to come back. We'll talk a little college football on the other side. Bill Bender is going to join us later in the show as well. We always love chatting with Bill Bender from Sporting News, one of our favorite college football guys. At 12:20, we'll get to an NFL no huddle at noon. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.